You know, Priya, if Pauline Marois was elected to a majority government, I'd probably be having a serious conversation about possibly leaving Quebec. But it's not. It's a minority, so my panic level has subsided a little bit. But nonetheless, if you do want to leave Quebec, there are resources out there to help you do that. And quittelequebec.com launched, I believe, last year, in March 2012, and now they've launched the English version, leavingquebec.com, and it's a resource to help people do just that, leave Quebec. And their slogan, which I think is really funny, is something along the lines of, you know, people say, "Why did you leave?" when you should be asking, why are you staying? On the line from Hong Kong is the founder of quittelequebec.com and leavingquebec.com, Yannick L'Italien. Yannick, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Dan.
So first, tell us a little bit about how you ended up in Hong Kong and why you decided to start this website.
I will need to just correct some facts on the website, but I'm basically in Hong Kong, long story short, because I fell in love with the place. My former significant other was from here. I was living in Toronto at the time. I left Montreal, actually, in 2002. So over the course of visiting here maybe three or four times, the significant other wanted to stay in Toronto. When things went south between her and I decided to take the plunge and give things a try here. Mm-hmm. It's been almost 3 years. I've never looked back, and I'm quite happy.
So what advice would you give to somebody that's kind of on the fence? It's like, maybe I should leave Quebec, maybe I shouldn't. I don't know what the career prospects are here. It's politically, you know, I'm sick of the language, politics. What's your like go-to advice for them?
See, this is where it's kind of a slippery thing, because we basically, like, the website itself is not meant to push people or to influence or to sway their decision. We're not there to tell people go or stay, okay? Reason being is that it's a very personal thing, and it is something about, you know, also personal responsibility. I mean, you look at the government in Quebec, and it pampers and surrounds a lot of the things people do, and sometimes relocating outside of the province also means taking on a few things onto yourself. I'm thinking, for example, health insurance if you go to the States, that the government doesn't do for you. So if you're ready to leave, we're there to help you, but we're not going to say stay or go. And you know what? It is something I think that's pretty much deep down. You know, if you're wondering if you should go, I guess the question would be, ask yourself why you're wondering that. What's pushing you towards that decision?
And what type of resources are on the website, leavingquebec.com?
Well, actually, we've started partnering with a bunch of people. So right now, we're really happy that a few people have actually jumped on board, because of the fact that we're so well seen and known in cyberspace. We've now got a mover service. We've got a travel, not travel insurance, but basically what's called expat insurance. I'll give you, for example, if you're leaving the province, obviously your health care card's not going to work. So, for example, if you're starting a job in the States and you've got benefits on that job, the time that you go from, let's say, Montreal to that job in the States when you start your first day at work, you're not covered by insurance. So little details like that, and we've got more people adding on. We also have, I believe, an immigration lawyer in the States that's actually joining us as well. And the guy specializes in, you know, purchasing real estate in the States, transferring your business there. We're actually working on a partner in Hong Kong here for people who want to transfer either businesses or assets on, you know, this side of the Pacific Ocean, take advantage of those things. Mm-hmm. So really a repository, a one-stop shop, if you will, of various services that you may need if you're looking to leave.
And if you're, you know, highly educated, at the top of your game, you know, young, bright, like Supriya and I, for example, I mean, do you stop and think, you know, why don't you just leave? I mean, are you surprised that more people aren't leaving Quebec, given that the opportunities seem to be so limited?
To tell you the truth, actually, one of the biggest surprises of the website, which, by the way, I was going to say earlier, QuitteQuebec.com actually exists, has been existing for the last 8 years.
Oh, wow.
It was founded June 24th, 2005. That's right, on Saint-Jean-Baptiste Day.
Nice.
And actually, it was a guy named Jonathan Bouchard, a friend of mine, who started it and didn't really have time to take care of it. And the format that you're seeing now is drastically different from what it was at the beginning. At the beginning, it was really basically a website and a forum, and people would come to the forum, and this is obviously all in French, people would come to the forum to vent, to say, you know, the government's taking so much money out of my pockets and so on. We basically recouped the site from him, gave it a revamping, changed the general direction that it's going in, and now it is what it is. So rather than trying to foment negativity, we're basically trying to put a positive spin on things.
Have you seen any increase in traffic? I know that you guys recorded your record peak of website traffic on September 4th, which is the day Pauline Marois was elected. Have you seen a lot more traffic since that day?
Well, I would tell you that, you know, generally speaking, okay, with the Liberals prior to Pauline being elected, but generally speaking, we don't need to do any kind of advertisement. The government of Quebec takes care of everything.
You got that big old debt clock on your website that keeps running. What are we? I think we're about $250 billion last time I checked.
No, I'd rather not think about it.
So you don't regret your decision?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Yannick L'Italien, co-founder of QuitteLeQuebec.com and the new English version, which is going online, LeavingQuebec.com. Thanks very much, Yannick.
Been a pleasure.
Joining us all the way from Hong Kong, Supriya. People, you know, who want to get away, want to go far away.
Apparently.
Say What is next, our quote of the week, Delmar and Devetti on CJAD 800.